إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث دائما وأبدا كتاب الله عز وجل، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، verily all praise and glory is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is due to Him and none other. We praise Him and we seek His forgiveness and we ask Him for His mercy. And we testify and we state that there is no God or deity worthy of any type of worship but Allah. And that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a servant and final messenger. I remind myself and you by reciting from Surah Ali Imran the order of Allah azza wa jal to us. يا أيها الذين آمنوا، O ye who believe, fear Allah the fear that He is most deserving of you, and do not die unless you are in the state of al-Islam. And as to what follows, this is my final lecture here in the city of Durham in North Carolina, and I think it is fitting that it is to be withheld and kept solely for the sisters, so that I can speak to them openly, and that they may ask any of the questions that they have, that they may have felt uncomfortable if any of their relatives or families were present. My topic with you today, as has been chosen for us, is around a statement, O Muslim woman, hold fast to your deen. And as I am accustomed to, I generally structure my lectures and my talks around three or four or five main points. Today our main points are first, al-mar'atu fil Islam. How Islam has treated the Muslim woman. What honor it has given her in her different stages of her life. ثانياً, al-ihtimam aw ihtimamu al-mar'ati yakunu fi al-ashya' al-taliya. The Muslim woman's priority must be in these following things, and we will list them and describe them to you insha'Allah ta'ala. And third and finally, مثلاً طيبة, a blessed example from the life of one of the great women of al-Islam and one of the great men of al-Islam, how they came together in a blessed union, both working together in the path of Allah عز وجل. So we begin by saying المرأة في الإسلام. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored you, my Muslim sister, more than He has honored the Muslim man. I repeat, Allah has honored the Muslim woman more than He has honored the man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honors the Muslim woman first as a mother, by saying, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, when the man came and asked him, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man ahaqqu an-nas aw man ahabbu an-nas bi husni suhbati, who is the most worthy or who is the best person that I am to give my love to or my respect to? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, honoring the Muslim woman as a mother, said, ummuk, your mother. The man said, then who? He repeated to him, your mother. Then who? Your mother. Finally, on the fourth, he said, your father, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah also honors the Muslim woman as a zawja, as a wife. For the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has greatly emphasized the importance of the relationship of the man to his wife as being a relationship that is built on kindness, respect, mutual consideration, and love. For the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as is reported to us in Sahih Muslim, اتقوا الله في النساء, speaking to the men, advising the men, he tells them, fear Allah in the way you treat your women. فَإِنَّكُمْ أَخَذْتُمُوهُنَّ بِأَمَانِ اللَّهِ, you have taken them under you in the security of Allah عز وجل. وَاسْتَحْلَلْتُمْ فُرُوجَهُنَّ بِكَلِمَةِ اللَّهِ, and they have been deemed lawful to you only by speaking a single word, which is accepting and proposing the marriage. The reason I am giving you this introduction and knowing the takreem, the honor that Allah and His Prophet have given to the Muslim woman, is that the Muslim woman must realize that she has a true identity. She must begin to gain her self-confidence and her self-image by knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet have given them love and respect and honor that no other human beings were granted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam honored the Muslim woman even as a young girl by saying, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hadith narrated by Imam al-Tirmidhi, which is good and authentic, مَنْ عَالَ جَارِيَتَيْنِ حَتَّى تَبْلُغَ جَاءَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَأَنَا وَهُوَ وَجَمْعَ بَيْنَ أُصْبُعَيْهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. The Prophet ﷺ says, whoever takes care of two daughters until they each reach the age of maturity, on the day of judgment he will come and be as close to me as such. And he joined his fingers, صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. And he also said, as is narrated by both Bukhari and Muslim, مَنْ اِبْتُلِيَ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْبَنَاتِ فَأَحْسَنَ إِلَيْهِنَّ كُنَّ لَهُ حِجَابًا مِنَ النَّارِ. Whoever is tested by Allah and is deemed to have to raise two daughters, and he is good to them and teaches them the manners that they are deserving to learn from him, they shall be a barrier from the fire for him. They shall stand and shield him from the fire on the day of judgment. All of this is a way for Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to show honor to the Muslim woman and to show the Muslim man the way he must treat his Muslim wife. And you may seem a little suspicious of me, but I tell you, wallahi, yesterday when I had the opportunity to sit with the men only, and this is why I decided to have this day or this class with you only, I actually pulled their ears greatly. And if I had a whip, I would have whipped them. But the way we spoke to them was a little harsher than what we are speaking to you today with, or what you will later on hear. From what we must advise you and ourselves with, for when I am speaking to you, I am speaking to you as my Muslim mother, as my Muslim daughter, as my Muslim wife. For all of these things come back to the Muslim ummah in general. It is important for the Muslim woman to know what her priorities are, what her duties and priorities are. And they revolve around four things. So that you may know, there are four things that you as a Muslim woman must keep as a priority with you. First, Allah Azza wa Jal. Second, His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Third, your family. Fourth, society and the public in general. We derive this from the ahadith of the Prophet and from the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I narrate to you an important hadith narrated by Imam Ahmad and al-Tabrani, which is deemed hasan. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِذَا صَلَّتِ الْمَرْأَةُ خَمْسَهَا وَحَسُنَتْ فَرْجَهَا وَأَطَاعَتْ زَوْجَهَا دَخَلَتِ الْجَنَّةِ مِنْ أَيِّ أَبْوَابِهَا شَاءَتْ. The Prophet says, if the Muslim woman would own me, if she was to pray her five daily prayers and to guard her private parts and her modesty, and to obey her husband, she will enter the Jannah from any of the doors she wishes. Any door you wish, you will enter from. So therefore, let us begin to realize and understand the priorities. First, we said dealing with Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has created you, knows what is best for you and I. أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقَ وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. Allah tells us, does not the one who has created know what is best for his creation? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, has deemed al-hijab. And this is usually an issue that the Muslim woman may regularly hear. Hijab. But many Muslim women do not know the gravity of the importance of hijab. Do you know that the first intention that the shaitan had to kick our parents, Adam and Hawa, Adam and Eve, out of paradise was by removing their clothing and coverings? Allah tells us, Ya Bani Adam, O children of Adam, La yaftinannakum الشيطان كما أخرج أبويكم من الجنة ينزع عنهما لباسهما ليريهما سوآتهما. O children of Adam, let not the shaitan deceive you and trick you as he tricked your parents who came before you by removing their coverings from them, exposing to them their private areas, therefore kicking them out of the Jannah. إِنَّهُ يَرَاكُمْ هُوَ وَقَبِيلُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا تَرَوْنَهُمْ. For the shaitan and his people see you from a place where you do not see them. إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا الشَّيَاطِينَ أَوْلِيَاءَ لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. And Allah says, surely the devils are the companions and the protectors and helpers of those who have no belief. And this is an important statement. Of those who have no belief, they're protectors in the shaitan, meaning they aid them in doing what? In exposing the Muslim man and the Muslim woman. The first line of attack that a Muslim woman who accepts this deen in with is, are you going to dress like them? This is the first issue that the shaitan will send a shaitan, whether in human form or in other, to come and attack the Muslim with. Are you going to dress like that? Is this how you wish to appear for the rest of your life? The attack that was first used on our parents Adam and Hawa, the intention of the shaitan is to expose the awrah, to expose the modesty, the private area. So in dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any of His laws, although we may not understand the wisdom at first, we always do and then find the reason. We always concede to the order of Allah in hopes of understanding the importance. So in dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our answer is always سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. We hear and we obey. In dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the priority for the Muslim woman, she must renew her faith in Him. I tell you with sincerity and honesty that the number one disease in the Muslim ummah, in all of the countries, and in all of the places where any Muslim may live, the number one disease that has affected the ummah is that their iman is weakened. The weakening of faith. Iman increases with obedience and decreases with disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Listen to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he says in the hadith narrated by Imam al-Tabrani and Imam al-Hakim, and the hadith is Hasan. He says, إِنَّ الْإِيمَانَ لَيَخْلَقُ فِي جَوْفِ أَحَدِكُمْ كَمَا يَخْلَقُ الثَّوْبِ أي كَمَا يَبْلَى الثَّوْبِ فَسَلُوا اللَّهَ أَن يُجَدِّدَ الْإِيمَانَ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. Surely iman, surely belief in Allah becomes worn out inside you as your clothing becomes torn and worn out. So ask Allah
to give you the ability to rejuvenate and recycle your faith in Him. This is an order from the Prophet ﷺ ordering us to make dua to Allah to allow us to have the ability to rejuvenate and to renew our faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the faith, when it is increased in Allah, it is only a sign of Allah's mercy and content with you. Allah tells us in the Quran, هُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ لِيَزْدَادُوا إِيمَانًا مَعَ إِيمَانِهِمْ. It is Allah who brought down the tranquility and peace upon the hearts of the believers so that they may increase their faith in Allah many folds over. So therefore, in dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you should strive to renew your faith. And this is done by doing good and staying away from the evil. فَالْإِيمَانُ يَزِيدُ بِالطَّاعَةِ وَيَنْقُصُ بِالْمَعْصِيَةِ. Belief increases with obedience and decreases with disobedience. Also, from the important points in dealing with Allah as a priority for the Muslim woman is التَوْبَةُ النَّصُوحِ. التَوْبَةُ النَّصُوحِ, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in sincere repentance. Every human being makes mistakes. And the best of those who make mistakes are those who repent. These are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us knowing that we will fall into error. Listen to the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he tells us, as is narrated by both Bukhari and Muslim, كُتِبَ عَلَى ابْنِ آدَمَ حَظُّهُ مِنَ الزِّنَا. Every child of Adam has an amount of fornication already written upon him. فَهُوَ مُدْرِكُهُ لَا مَحَالَةٌ. He shall commit this fornication no matter what. And then the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, الْعَيْنَانِ تَزْنِيَانِ. The two eyes commit zina, fornication, and adultery. وَزِنَاهُمَ الْبَطْءَ النَّظَرِ. Their fornication is looking at what Allah has forbidden. وَالْأُذُنَانِ تَزْنِيَانِ. The two ears commit zina. وَزِنَاهُمَ الْإِسْتِمَاعِ. And their zina is listening to what Allah has forbidden. وَالْفَمُ يَزْنِي. وَزِنَاهُ الْكَلَامِ. And the mouth commits zina or fornication, and its fornication is speech. وَالْيَدُ تَزْنِي. The hand commits fornication. وَزِنَاهَا الْبَطْشُ. And its zina is touching what Allah has prohibited. وَالْرِجْلُ تَزْنِي. The foot commits zina. وَزِنَاهَا الْمَشِي إِلَى الْحَرَامِ. And its zina is carrying you to that which Allah has prohibited. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, وَالْفَرْجُ يُصَدِّقُ ذَلِكَ أَوْ يُكَذِّبُ. But the private part is what either authenticates, uses these minor forms of fornication and creates a true evil, or it belies it and does not follow it. So all of us have sins, that which are known only by us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one has seen what you have done. No one has seen what I have committed except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this is required. You are required to perform tawbah. Would you not like to be from those whom Allah loves? He tells you in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ. Surely Allah loves those who repent. Can you comprehend the fact that Allah, the creator of all that exists, what we know of, what we do not know of, what we see, what we will never see, all of His creation, all of His dominion, Allah says He will love from them those who repent to Him. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Bukhari and Muslim explains to us an example of this love by saying, إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهَ عَبْدًا. When Allah loves one of His servants, نَادَى جِبْرِيل. He calls to Jibreel. فَيَقُولُ يَا جِبْرِيلُ إِنِّي أُحِبُّ فُلَانًا فَأَحِبُّهُ. Jibreel, I love such and such a person, and I order you to love him. فَيُحِبُّهُ جِبْرِيلُ. Jibreel will love you, for for performing tawbah. And then Jibreel shall go to the people of the skies, يَا أَهْلَ السَّمَاءِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ فُلَانًا فَأَحِبُّوهُ. O inhabitants of the sky, Allah loves such and such a person, and He orders you to love him, فَيُحِبُّونَ, and they shall love him. At-tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has intended for us this great blessing that we can turn to Allah any time, day or night, at any hour of the night, turning to Him in sincere repentance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He accepts the repentance, He does not just leave it as an evil deed counted for you and your sin. إِلَّا مَنْ شَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. Except for he, the one who repents and believes and works righteous deeds, فَأُولَٰئِكَ. Listen to Allah's mercy. يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. For such the one who repents, believes and works righteous deeds, Allah transforms, converts his evil past deeds to good righteous deeds. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. And Allah is the most forgiving, the most merciful. In dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must also realize that from the priorities is to follow His orders, to stay away from His prohibitions. Never allow yourself to be in a situation where something is brought to you from Allah or from His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that even inside you an inclination or a shed of doubt comes as to what you are required to do. Turn to the words of Allah and the words of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with love and acceptance. For this is the way to salvation in the dunya and in the akhirah. Also, muhasabatun nafs, learning to count for yourself your own deeds. Taking a stock of your own actions. What have you done today? In good and in evil. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu arda says, حاسبوا أنفسكم قبل أن تحاسبوا. Take account of yourself before Allah shall take account of you. وزنوها قبل أن تزنوا. And weigh out, measure your deeds before Allah shall measure them for you. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as is narrated by Imam Muslim, was sitting with his Sahaba, and he turned to them and he began to laugh. And then he said, why do you not ask me why I laugh? So they said, Ya Rasulullah, why are you laughing? مِمَّا تَضْحَكْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَقَالْ أَضْحَكُ مِنْ مُجَادَلَةِ الْعَبْدِ لِرَبِّهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. I am amused and I am laughing at how a person will try to debate Allah on the Day of Judgment. The Sahaba said, how is this, Ya Allah, Ya Rasulullah? He said, يَقُولُ الْعَبْدِ. The person shall say to Allah, Ya Rab, alam tu'jiruni min al-dhul? O Allah, have you not promised me that I will not be oppressed? So Allah shall say, Na'am, bala. So then the person in his ignorance shall say to Allah, O Allah, therefore I do not accept the testimony of another human being against me, or an angel against me. Only I will testify against myself what I did or what I didn't. So Allah shall agree with him and shall seal his mouth. He will no longer be able to speak. And then Allah shall order his hand to speak, and his foot to speak, his eyes to speak, his ears to speak, his tongue to speak, his heart to speak against him. And then Allah shall remove his silence and tell him, what do you say now? So the person shall turn to his own body. فَيَقُولُ سُحْقًا لَكُنَّ فَعَنْ كُنَّ كُنْتُ أُنَابٍ. Cursed are you, my own body. I only try to save you from the fire. Allah records this to us in Surah Yasin. الْيَوْمَ. On this day, the Day of Judgment. نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ we shall seal their mouths. وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ, their hands shall speak to us. وَأَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ, and their feet shall bear witness against them. وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ, as to that which they used to earn. So we must learn to take account of ourselves. Look at the life of one of the great Salaf, رضي الله عنه, ثوبة بن السنة رحمه الله. When he turned the age of 60 years old, he began to count every day of his life, and it amounted to more than 60,000 days. So he screamed, صرخ, فقال ألقى الله, how can I meet Allah if every day I've lived I have at least sinned once? How can I meet Allah with 60,000 sins if only one sin a day? 60,000 sayyi'ah. And then he screamed once again to himself, and how is it when every day there are thousands of sins? We must learn to prioritize our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second, his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest of humanity, the best that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created from his creation of the human being, sent as the final messenger to all of mankind of all colors, shapes, sizes, languages. But many Muslims do not even know why we love him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we were to ask, why do you love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many people do not understand the main reason. The main reason we love him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is because Allah from above the seven heavens has shown his love to him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at how Allah has honored the messenger in the Qur'an. He says, increasing and honoring the Prophet's intelligence, his aql, زَكَّاهُ فِي عَقْلِهِ مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى, never was your companion Muhammad ﷺ's intelligence led him to be led astray. Allah honored his sight, his eyesight, by saying, مَا زَاغَ الْبَصَرُ وَنَطَغَى, never did his eyesight transcend any boundaries or limits. Allah honored his heart by saying, مَا كَذَبَ الْفُؤَادُ مَا رَأَى, never did his heart lie to him about what it had seen. زَكَّاهُ فِي صَدْرِهِ, Allah honored his chest, his breast, by saying, أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ, have we not opened your chest to accept the truth, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah honored his saying, وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ, and we removed anyone from blemishing your character. Never has a mushrik, past or present, before the Prophet came with Islam or after, ever spoken of the Prophet's character as being other than high and exalted. For he is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah honored him in his mercy to mankind by saying, وَبِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ, the Prophet described as being Ra'uf Rahim, characteristical names of Allah, merciful and honoring to the believer. Also, Allah honored him through his teacher, Jibreel, عَلَّمَهُ شَدِيدُ الْقُوَى, Jibreel, his teacher, was sent, who is one of might and strength. And then Allah honored him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a whole package by saying, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, surely you, O Muhammad, are an exalted standard of character sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And look at how Allah also honors him by, whenever Allah orders him in the Quran, he never addresses him by his first name. When Allah is ordering him, he never says, Ya Muhammad, do this or this. No. But whenever Allah spoke to the other prophets or messengers, he says, as an example, وَيَا آدَمُ اسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةِ, O Adam, you and your wife live in the Jannah. وَيَا نُوحِ اِهْدُطْ مِنْهَا بِسَلَامِ, O Noah, descend from your ship in peace. وَيَا مُوسَى إِنِّي أَنَا رَبُّكَ O Moses, I am your Lord. وَيَا عِيسَى إِنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ وَيَا زَكَرِيَّا إِنَّا نُبَشِّرُكَ بِغُلَامٍ لَا يَحْيَى خُذِ الْكِتَابَ بِقُوَّةٍ وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَنْ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ All of them called only by their first name. But when Allah addressed the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, يَا أَيُّهَا الرَّسُولُ O Messenger, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ O Prophet of Allah, يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُدَّثِّرُ يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُزَّمِّلُ As a way of honoring him, صلى الله عليه وسلم. And what is greater than for Allah to place his name beside the name eternally of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم? Never will anyone testify and bear witness in Allah's oneness unless he must concur and concede La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. So therefore we must begin to love him and show our love by following him. For this is al-ittiba'. Love must have a way of showing it. You can't just love something without being able to practice your love. And the practicing of our love with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is taking his orders and following them blindly. He is the only one whom you can blindly follow. He said, then I do. This is enough for me. قَلِيلٌ مِنَ السُّنَّةِ خَيْرٌ مِنْ كَثِيرٍ مِنَ الْبِدْعَةِ Little of sunnah is greater than hundreds of bid'ah. The sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The priority number three is al-usra. It is your Muslim family. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Qur'an has never left an example untouched. لَقَدْ ضَرَبْنَا لِلنَّاسِ فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ We have given mankind of every example, of every parable that can be imagined. And this is obviously even more so when we look at the family situation. Quickly, I give you a few examples. A Muslim man and a Muslim wife helping one another in the path of Allah. Look at the example of Ibrahim and either one of his wives, Sarah or Hajar. The example of the Muslim woman believing while her husband neglects the truth. Look at Asiyah, the wife of Fir'aun. Where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as is in both Bukhari and Muslim, says, كَمُلَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ كَثِيرٌ Many men have reached the level of completion in their faith with Allah. وَلَمْ يَكْمُلْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ إِلَّا But only four women have reached completeness. From them, مَرْيَمْ إِبْنَةَ عِمْرَانِ Mary, the daughter of Imran, the mother of Isa alayhi salam, the mother of Jesus. وَآسِيَ مْرَأَةُ فِرْعَوْنِ Asiya, the wife of the Pharaoh. And Khadija bint Khuwaylid, Khadija, the Prophet's first wife, and Fatima, the wife of the daughter of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Asiya, who Allah says in the Quran, a mathal to the believing women and believing men, وَآسِيَةُ امْرَأَةُ فِرْعَوْنِ آسِيَة إِذْ قَالَتْ رَبِّ ابْنِ لِي عِنْدَكَ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ She said to Allah, calling out to him when she was being punished, O Allah, build for me a house with you in paradise. وَنَجِّنِي مِنْ فِرْعَوْنَ وَعَمَلِي And save me from the Pharaoh and his actions and from the disbelieving, oppressing people. وَمِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ She withstood the most severe punishment for Allah. Fir'aun ordered that her skin was to be peeled away from her while she was living. But she would not leave La ilaha illallah. If you wish to see the example of the Muslim man who is honoring to Allah, but yet his wife leaves the truth, look at the example of Lut or the example of Nuh. If you wish to see the example of the Muslim man calling his son to Islam, look at Nuh and his son. He says, Ya bunayya arkam ma'ana, my son, ride with us in the boat. Come to al-Islam. وَلَا تَكُنْ مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ, do not remain with the disbelievers. When the flood was about to begin, his son said, سَآوِي إِلَى جَبَلٍ يَعْصِمُنِي مِنَ الْمَاءِ, I shall try to run up and climb this mountain to save me from the water. But Nuh, knowing Allah's order, said, يَا لَا عَاصِمَ الْيَوْمَ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمْ, never will anyone be saved from this water except whom Allah has given mercy, meaning mercy, Islam. وَحَلَ بَيْنَهُمُ الْمَوْجِ, and the waves came between them. The Mufassirin say, Allah did not wish to burn the heart of Nuh by seeing his son drown in front of him. So Allah brought a wave that blocked his view of his son drowning. فَحَالَ بَيْنَهُمُ الْمَوْجِ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُغْرَقِينَ, and he drowned away from the sight of his father. If you wish to see the example of a father and son working for al-Islam, look at Ibrahim and Ismail. The father came to his son and he said, يَا بُنَيْ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُ, my son, I see in a dream. He didn't say Allah spoke to me again. He didn't say Jibreel came and said. He didn't say it has been revealed to me as such. He says, I saw in a dream that I am to slaughter you. What did his son say? What did his son answer him by saying? قَالَ يَا أَبَتِ فَعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ, my father, do as you are ordered. سَتَجِدُنِي مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ, you shall find me from those who are patient. Full reliance, true reliance upon Allah. And when Ibrahim placed him on the throne and was about to slaughter his son, his firstborn, his son told him, Ismail looked to his father and said, Ya Abi, turn my face away from you so that you do not look into my eyes and not complete your mission. Ya Abi, bring your clothing away from me so that no blood may touch them. For I fear that if my mother sees my blood on you, she will feel pain and sadness. Look at the iman of these two great prophets and messengers. If you wish to see the example of any family situation, you will find it in Al-Quran. But what is important for you and I to realize, that living in these times of fitna, of trials and tribulations, we are to come back to the purified teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a salvation to us, as the ship of salvation. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasizes greatly the fact that you must be obedient to Allah to ensure that your children will be obedient to Allah. You yourself have to be the one who obeys Allah in order that your children will obey Allah. Allah says in Surah An-Nisa, I think it is verse number 9 or 10, it is in the beginning of the surah anyhow, وَلْيَخْشَ الَّذِينَ لَوْ تَرَكُوا مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّةً ضِعَافًا خَافُوا عَلَيْهِمْ فَلْيَتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَلْيَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. Let those who fear for their children and lineage after them, that they may be taken away, let them begin by fearing Allah. If you are afraid for your son or daughter, you see them beginning to slowly move away somewhat from al-Islam, you fear Allah. وَلْيَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا, and let them speak a straightforward word. Dealing with your family, my sister, I tell you honestly, from what we have seen in the different places and at the different times, that the household will only run smoothly if the woman is clear-minded, open, honest, a true believer who is willing to forgive. As is said in different cultures in the world, the woman is the key to the success in the marriage. Anywhere, any country you go to, they will always tell you behind the great man, there is a woman. It's true. There is always a need to rely on someone, even the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who was the first person he ran to after اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق was brought down? Khadija. She hugged him, meaning she reassured him physically. And then she spoke to him. She said to him, praising him, you are a person who Allah will never lead to misguidance because you do such and such and such and such, reassuring him. And then she traveled to her uncle or her cousin, and she told him the story of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to bring him more reassurance of his situation. The Muslim man in these times needs a foundation. You, my Muslim woman, my Muslim sister, are the cornerstone of the building. You are the backbone. If the backbone is broken, the house is paralyzed. Therefore, you, as a Muslim sister, will bear a great deal of pain and burden. And I know this. I know the Muslim sister is often oppressed, is often abused, is often not receiving the recognition that she deserves for her responsibility. But we just narrated to you the hadith. If the woman prays her five prayers, protects her chastity, obeys her husband in the halal, she shall be given the choice of any of the doors of paradise to enter from. Is this not a fitting reward? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, describing the honor that the Muslim woman shall receive in the Jannah. He does not describe the honor of the Muslim woman of this dunya at first. He always subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about al-hur al-'ain. And many of our Muslim women unjustifiably are jealous. They think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rewarding the Muslim man, promising him the hur al-'ain. As the Rasul tells us in the hadith, that if a piece of her hair, a strand of the hair of the Hur al-'Ain, was to become exposed on this earth, it would fill between the east and the west, min tibi rihiha, from the sweetness of her smell. The Prophet tells us that if ba'du bananiha bada, if a piece of her finger was to come in contact with this earth to shine on the earth, it would eclipse the brightness of the sun. This is whom? Al-Hur al-'Ain. But what does Allah and His Prophet promise the Muslim woman? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam promises the Muslim woman that she will be 70 times the beauty of Al-Hur al-'Ain. What we just told you, this is one of 70 parts that the Muslim woman of this life shall have in the Jannah. The Muslim woman in the Jannah, إِنَّا أَنْشَأْنَاهُنَّ إِنْشَاءً. Allah said we shall give them their own special creation. The way you wish to be, Allah shall make you. On the standard you choose, عُرُبًا أَطْرَابًا, loving to their husband, جَعَلْنَاهُنَّ أَبْكَارًا عُرُبًا أَطْرَابًا. They will be loving to their one spouse in the Jannah. All of this لأصحاب اليمين, for those who possess the right hand. As a Muslim woman, your goal is the Jannah. And you wish to have your family with you in the Jannah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Qur'an, that when those who enter the Jannah shall enter, they shall be asking about their family. Because they have now guaranteed being in the Jannah. So now they begin to think of their family. In this, it is important to understand that the Muslim unit, the nuclear family in America, is under attack. And the first place that the attack is given from society is on the woman. is on you, the Muslim mother, the Muslim wife, the Muslim daughter, the Muslim sister. For they know, the kuffar know, that if the Muslim woman is corrupted, there is no chance for the Muslim ummah. And this is what has happened to our ummah. If you look, for example, footage of Bosnia, when the war in Bosnia was on, how did the Muslim woman dress? I ask you, they were dressed in European clothing. Their hairs were cut in the latest fashions, wearing the dress jeans, the polo shirts, dressed as if they are European. If you go now back into some of these places in Bosnia, where the greatest strides have been made, you will notice the women have returned to al-hijab. Seen with the eyes of the scholars and the ulama, when they describe to us the places where the greatest progress has been made, the women have returned to al-Islam. Bosnia, Kosovo,